Did you know that ants are able to get and transmit very deadly pathogens and viruses, and this has the potential to completely wipe out an entire colony? You see, just like us humans, ants are quite social creatures. They're in close contact with one another, and they live in very close quarters. So viruses and other bacteria and diseases love ants because they're able to transmit very quickly between members. And in doing so, the ants have developed some fascinating responses in order to deal with these potential epidemics. This fascinating study, which we will be covering, was published in the Institute of Science and Technology, Austria. Now, what they did is they put a colony of ants, and a few of them came into contact with this pathogenic fungus called Metarhesium. Now, I might be mispronouncing it here, but long story short, this has the potential to harm the entire ant colony, just like a virus. Then what the researchers did is observe what the ants did in response to dealing with this. So in today's video, we're going to be sharing with you just that. So first, when an ant came into contact, what the other ants would do is very intensely clean the infected ant. So basically, they would literally be able to smell that the ant is infected. And you see, ants have these special smelling abilities, and it's a lot about how insects communicate. So unlike us humans, where we're able to smell when another human is infected, ants are actually able to smell this. So when ants start to smell that a particular ant has been infected, they start by just grooming the ant intensively all day, every day, and they kind of push the ant aside as well. So the ant really isn't doing any work. It's not expected to go hunting for food or anything like that. It's really just gonna stay kind of secluded, chill out, and it's gonna be cleaned all day, every day. And in many cases, what the researchers found is that this intensive cleaning was very akin to that of intensively washing your hands and cleaning your entire body and disinfecting everything. It actually got rid of the fungus, and it prevented this turning into an epidemic, which would kill the entire ant colony. Now, in some cases, though, this was not effective. It was too late for the ant to be able to be cleaned, so after an intensive period of cleaning, the ant would then get infected because it was already too late. And what the researchers found was that older ants would actually voluntarily leave the colony. So they would kind of just socially distance already on their own. However, for the younger ants, they often had to be forced out of the colony, and they had to be pretty much pushed out and rejected. Now, in some cases where the ant was extremely infected and it looked like it would die or it would potentially spread to the other members, the ants would do something shocking. And this is that they would brutally attack and murder the ant and then kill it and pretty much just completely destroy it to shreds. But as cruel as this is, actually what the researchers ended up finding is for the ant colony, this would prevent the rest of the ant colony from getting infected, thus preventing an epidemic from wiping out the ant colony. So in short, this fascinating study, again published in the Institute of Science and Technology, Austria, found that when an ant was infected, first the other ants would try to intensively clean it. And in most cases, this would get rid of the infection. The ant would also chill out and not be expected to do as much work. And if it looked like things were going to get a bit worse, they would be forcibly removed from the colony until they either died, in which case, you know, they're not coming back, or until they got better, in which case they would be allowed back in. And then if it was really bad, the ants would just turn on it and absolutely destroy the ant. And what the researchers found was that this was highly effective in preventing the spread of pathogens when it comes to ants. Now, what's absolutely fascinating is this exact process of cleaning, isolation, and then killing is actually what our immune systems do when we get infected. You see, we're made up of all kinds of different cells, and in many ways, each cell is kind of like an ant. If one of your cells gets infected with a virus, say the coronavirus COVID-19 situation going on now, the virus pretty much hijacks the cell, and it tells the cell to create more coronaviruses instead of more of the original cell. So what our immune system does is it kills our own cell. The reason for that is because it's been infected, and if we don't kill the cell, well, then the infection is just going to spread throughout the entire body. So this study has revealed that there are some parallels both in the way that our own immune systems and societies functions and that of ants. So we hope you enjoyed this interesting little bit of video. What do you think about the way that ants handle these pathogens and outbreaks and whatnot? And what do you think about the human situation with everything going on? Let us know in the comment section below. And this is Michael with Wildlife Fix Team. We'll see you next week.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.